help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on The Tim Ridley Show.
Recruiting and retention specialist Jackie McManus is with us. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing okay. Some monumental times since the last time we spoke a few weeks back have occurred.
Yes, certainly has. And this shows that we can really use a lot of prayers for our country, can't we?
Sure.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
We really can. And seems like we had a more of a peaceful night, especially here in the New York City last night, which is really encouraging to hear, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. That is wonderful. You stay safe. That's what we want you to do, and we always look forward. As a matter of fact, I've received some emails, drivers looking forward to you coming on, and also I had
one
of my callers, yeah, Turtle, mentioned he always loves to hear when you're coming on, so
that's so great to hear.
Yeah, a lot of people that love you, so rightfully
so.
Oh,
that's so great to hear.
So
yeah, we actually had some great feedback from the show two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're launching, we have the Fifth Wheel Hero campaign, and we had a couple of the drivers that I actually spoke to last time became a Fifth Wheel Hero, which is really great to see.
Oh, that's great.
And so, really, the goal of the campaign is to show the identity of the trucker, of the American trucker, the hero that is pulling our freight during COVID, and now that the company is opening back, the countries that are open, we're opening back up. And so the goal is really to keep the momentum going, to continue to show America, who these truckers are that are pulling our essential goods every single day. So if any driver is interested, we'd love for you to be a part of it. It's the website is fifthwheelhub.com.
Fifthwheelhub.com. Now, is Fifth Wheel spelled out or with a five?
No, it's five.
Okay. Fifthwheelhub.com. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm highlighting our heroes out there. And as far as our lines are open. If you have a question for or like to talk about what Jackie is going to bring to the table this morning, give us a call at 615-292-6366. So, Jackie, what question would you like to pose to our listeners this morning?
Yeah, I would love to know exactly if they've seen any changes with their trucking companies they're working for since COVID or over the past few months, or why they're staying with the current carriers that they've been working for. Really, that information is just so valuable just from our conversations on the radio. We've been able to take a lot of the insights and bring it back to our trucking companies. I know last time we spoke, we talked to a driver, and he was telling us about how the CEO gives daily messages. And that's so helpful to hear that, because transparency is key. So I want to know from drivers exactly what keeps them at the current trucking company that they're working for. What are the good things that these trucking companies are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me ask you this, Jackie. Are you seeing where there's more longevity at trucking companies now? Or, in other words, has the turnover rate decreased any over the past 6 months or so?
Yeah, there definitely has been a decrease. And I think whenever there's a pause, and I mean, obviously during a global pandemic, this is a time where companies are really evaluating how they're treating their drivers and their internal team. And so we've seen some companies really transform their communication and how they're contacting and communicating with their drivers on a daily basis, which I'm so happy to see, because that's something that you and I have been talking about for years now.
Mm-hmm.
So to see these carriers actually really stepping up, looking at their processes, looking at how they're treating their drivers, looking at overall pay, the benefit packages, has really helped with the driver turnover rate. And I really hope that lasts.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. you know, and of course we've been going, and we still are going through some unfortunate times. But I really hope that there will be a change in the pattern in terms of reducing the turnover rate, you know, from this point on as well. I know that the trucking companies have been very, you know, very creative in terms of trying to retain drivers, because I think it came to a point many years ago that, look, if you don't retain them, you're just spinning your wheels and throwing money out the window. So you do something to retain your drivers, because they're the ones who are making money for you.
Right. And one thing we really learned, especially on this show, is that, you know, pay obviously is very important, the benefit packages, but a lot of drivers don't leave just because of pay. They leave because of the leadership. They leave because they don't feel valued. They don't feel the transparency is there, the communication is there. And that really goes a long way with how you build that relationship with your driver on a daily basis. You know, a phone call once a month, I don't think really cuts it. You really need to build relationships, because, you know, our American heroes are out there every day by themselves pulling the freight. So the companies really need to be strict in how they set up processes to contact drivers and, and make them feel valued.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to we're coming up on the break, but I do have time to take one call before the break, and then we'll come back out of the break, Jackie, and we'll go back to the phone lines. And people are looking forward to talking to you, that's for sure. We're going to go to the phone lines, and Dave is first in line. Dave, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is more of a curiosity question. Can a person, you know, I have my Class A CDL, doubles, triples, bankers, hazmat. I don't use it. I drive a Class B in a city, Oklahoma City, around delivery. But I was curious as to a person, you know, I know being a newbie, or, you know, you get what is given to you, but are there ever any trucking companies that a person could get on and have strictly a dedicated run? And what I mean by that is I'm the type of person that once you master or know your job, then you can hone your skills and have a business working relationship and a dependability of not only the company, not only, you know, the dispatcher, but the driver. But, you know, and because I'm getting older, I'm just, like I said, it's a curiosity question. I would prefer to have something I know. If I go into this, I can, again, become an expert at it, know my situations, and they can depend on me. So I'm going to hang up and listen to this. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Dave. Yeah, to Dave's point, well, first of all, with the types of endorsements that you have, you definitely are more of a unicorn, which is awesome place to be. So, you know, from my experience, there is some really great dedicated runs. It's just finding that company out there, and you can basically become a lifer at that company. And I think that's kind of along the lines of what you're looking for in your future, and really just kind of explode and just become an expert in your field. And there are a lot of dedicated runs. A lot of carriers are actually trying. Those are obviously the cream of the crop pitch runs. But once you get it locked in with a carrier that has that availability, that's something you'll be with a carrier for, you know, 15, 20 years.
You know, Jackie, you're absolutely right. And that's something that goes back to what you and I were just talking about, as far as companies realizing now they need to do things to retain their drivers. So to that point, many years ago, a driver like Dave would have to prove himself. He would have to go through the school of hard knocks through the company and put in his time. You know, he had to go through jump all types of hoops, and then maybe he could get on a dedicated run, or, you know, get a job doing local. But now, with the way, you know, companies have realized that, hey, we need to be able to first of all be able to attract drivers and then keep them. So more and more companies, you can just come right out of truck driving school almost and get a job running a dedicated route. So you don't really have to pay your dues like you used to, you know, with years of over-the-road experience before you move into a dedicated. So yes, you're right. There are companies that offer that. And I was just curious, didn't ask him, but I was curious of how much experience did he have. But one thing I wanted to comment on
is, right.
Yeah. And Dave, if you could just call back and let Sydney know if you can get in, let Sydney know, yeah, so that she can let us know, because I'm curious. But one thing that you commented on, and I want to comment on this too, that I'm really proud of you for getting all of your endorsements, because the more endorsements, the more marketable you are. I used to tell my students that when I taught at the truck driving school, get every single endorsement, whether you plan to use them or not, but you never know when you might need to use it. Our number is 615-292-6366. 45 minutes past the hour. Jackie McManus is with us on Attention Retention. This is Tim Ridley. We'll be right back on SiriusXM.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Tim Ridley with you along with Jackie McManus. And Jackie, let's head right back to the phone lines, and we have Turtle with us. Turtle, good morning to you.
Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Turtle. Good morning.
Hey, full disclosure, I actually work for about roughly a 300 truck fleet, so it's not a little fleet. And I don't like the management at this company. They're terrible. I would, you know, in my opinion, I would almost say they're an anti-driver company, but that's not why I've been there 8 years and I plan on retiring there. I get a truck every 350,000 miles. That's a plus because they're a lease. They lease all their trucks. Okay. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I'm up to 3 weeks paid vacation, even though I'm not at industry standard pay. I get 3 weeks paid vacation. They don't harass me with only 4 days off. When I go home, I take 7 days. And with my vacation, I end up with anywhere between 12 and 15 weeks a year off, because I'm almost 60. And I've been doing this for many, 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 many years. And I'd like to have a little bit of a life. So for all those guys out there, you know, just if you hear what I'm saying, the management is terrible, but the things that are a benefit to me personally, okay, in Southwest Florida, my options are very limited, and I would like to hear, or if you could do the research, where is the best place in the country to live to get the best job as an over-the-road truck driver, which are with the most options? I think that's a study that I think that you should delve into. And see, if you can figure out, you know, because I'm not going to relocate. I'm a homeowner. My family, my wife's family, this is not going to happen, right? But I'm in Southwest Florida, and I'm way down below the I-4 corridor. It's impossible. I could pick up what I used to call one of those idiot books, you know, those advertising books that I used to have years ago, all different kinds.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a job in one of those books. Living where I live, right? So, you know, I love you to death. I like what you do. I'm really happy. It's a very positive, and I appreciate everything that you do. But for all those guys out there that are kind of stuck, like me, you just have to make peace with it. Look at the benefits versus, you know, the downfalls, and the grass is not always greener. You know.
Yeah, and I think to your point, Turtle, and I love that mentality, you're looking at the fully loaded picture. You know, you're not looking at just one focus point, and you can focus your entire career on, management may not be what it doesn't kind of stinks, right? So, but you're looking at the fully loaded picture.
Yeah, we're not going to see CEOs sending out messages, right? Stuff like that,
Right. So, you know, you have your expectation. You know exactly what they're going to be. And you're okay with that because it's matching your lifestyle, and that's what it comes down to.
Right. I've learned to adapt to the problems, you know, to get my needs met, and it's it works out. Right. So you know, be of good courage
love that idea
out there.
Of the study, though. Yeah. I really love the idea of the study as for over the road driver, mainly the top five places
to live
to get some of the best trucking opportunities. That's a great idea.
Right.
I definitely will look
into
that. Yeah.
They're very limited to where they'll hire from. It's amazing.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Turtle. Well,
absolutely.
Good points. Good, some great points there. We appreciate you, Turtle. You have a wonderful day, my friend. All right, let's go to Shalico. Shalico is with us. Shalico, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Brother Tim. Good morning, Miss Jackie. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. In Kansas City. The answer to Turtle's question is Kansas City.
Turtle, now you have it. Kansas City.
Right?
Yeah.
Right smack dab in the middle of the country, there are several large and small and medium-sized trucking companies here. So, you've got your options here. I work for I guess it's classified as a small company. We're probably 150 trucks. So, been here since almost right at a year now. Minus 93 days when I was out for a double bypass. But anyway, I drive a day cab. I'm home every night. Day cab's got 67,000 miles on it, so it's brand new. I run within 250 miles of Kansas City, basically. St. Louis, Des Moines. I'm going to Des Moines this morning. Omaha yesterday, you know, that type of runs. I'm also 70 years old, so I've been around the block. I've been around the block once or twice. The company here, I don't hear from upper management very often, which is fine with me. That's fine with me. I mean, I don't. But my manager, my driver manager, is one of the best that I have ever seen.
Really? Why is that?
Well, for one thing, I know by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Okay? I work 5 days a week. I'm home every night. But by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I know what I'm doing tomorrow. He keeps me busy. He's learned that while I do the same thing every day, I don't like to do it in the same place. So,
interesting.
I mean, there's dedicated runs I could be on. He could put me on a St. Louis run 5 days a week. That wouldn't be any problem. We've got him to go there. But while an interstate is an interstate is an interstate, I do like different scenery every once in a while.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
And that's a holdover from my over the road days. I just like going to different places, seeing different people.
Sure.
So there's that. The terminal now is 2 miles from home. Worst case scenario, I could walk to work.
you couldn't.
Which probably wouldn't be bad for me after all. But anyway, I don't do that very often. All right, now, I've got a COVID idiot here. Hold on just a second. There we go. Okay. The pay is reasonable. I'm on, you might as well say, salary. I get a fixed rate every day if I work more than 8 hours. And if I work less than 8 hours, then the hourly rate is reasonable. It is. I'm pretty much on a fixed day. I say on a fixed income. I've got pretty much can guarantee what I'm going to make every week. But that wasn't the main reason why I came here. Good, clean, family-run operation. They're into, I think, the third generation now on the trucking company.
Got it.
So,
awesome.
And, you know, this is what makes me happy. I kicked myself that I didn't come here 10 years ago. I could have, but I didn't.
Got it.
But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's basically what keeps me out and keeps me going.
Right.
At 70, I've got to have something to do, and this is what I do.
All right, you do it quite well, Shalico. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you sharing that with us. You have a good day.
Have a good day, brother Tim.
You too, brother. Be safe out there. All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Ten Ring. Ten Ring, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hey, good morning. Turtle, write this
down. Good morning.
T-A-N-C-R. Okay. Here where I'm at, it's a privately owned semi-large fleet, 5,500 trucks.
Okay.
Every week, the president makes a video and puts it out on their Facebook page or YouTube channel and everything and gives us a weekly update. Every month, they do a Facebook Live with a chat and where we can send in questions and get questions answered. And during this COVID deal, when everybody was worried about what's going to happen if they get sick and everything else, well, they stepped up and they said, if you come down with COVID, we will pay you the 14-day quarantine. We will pay you during your quarantine to sit at home or wherever until you recuperate, get retested, and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's great.
You know,
where are they located?
It's Lincoln. It's Creek Carrier. They're Lincoln, they're Northeast, they're National. We've got day cabs, we've got daily drivers, we've got regional drivers, we've got everything you can think of. Here it's a large family owned operation, and they take care of us like we're family. They really do. It's not like when you hear everybody talk bad about large carrier operations. That's not what this place is.
That's amazing. Yep,
treated
like family. That's the way to do it.
Well,
yeah.
Ten Ring, thank
you
so
much. And I want my Harley. I want my Harley, so write my code down, Turtle.
All right, not a bad gift. Get a Harley, you know, recruit a driver.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jackie, always a pleasure to talk to you, to have you on the show, and we certainly look forward to next time around.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one more thing, if any drivers want to become a fifth wheel hero, just go to fifthwheelhub.com.
All right, fifthwheelhub.com. Thank you so much, Jackie, and you stay safe.